wonderful fiddle, and we did an album at Gary Cook's studio of Western swing music. And since this is the Ragtime and Early Jazz Festival, that's early jazz, and so that's my excuse for including these guys. No matter what they do, I know you will enjoy them. They play here every summer at the Bardy Chuckwagon, do Western supper shows. The Bardy Wranglers.
We drove in from Apache Junction, Arizona, a little while ago. It was 89 degrees there yesterday when we got ready to go on the stage. So it feels good to get back home. It was too dang hot down there. Before we forget, have that nice round of applause, Doug Eagle back there. Running the asylum, Mr. Turtle. We'll try to keep our steps to a minimum. But so we did, the West is as wild as ever.
Mauling calves and longhorn cattle, shaggy shafts, squeaky saddles, desert dust and compromise. Riverbeds all parched and dry, rattlesnakes, the lion dreaming where the old bald eagle screams, still I want to roam forever, where the West is as wild as ever.
Never let him tell you that the only West is gone.
Never let him guide it, for it still lives on and on. Legend of the nation, it's a rugged situation, cause the West is as wild as ever. Swinging yonder where the pale stars blink and wander, night owls moaning in the blue. Way out where the mountains loom, smolder campfire smoke is dying, wind with its solid sign, I'm content to roam forever, where the West is as wild as ever.
Rolling, rawhide, through and round. it arose to you. Or every time you made me blue, you'd have a room full of roses. If I sent a rose of white, or each time I'd cry all night, you'd have a room full of roses. If you took the pebbles and you tore them all apart, you'd be tearing at the roses just the way you tore my heart. If someday you're feeling blue and you should send a rose or two, don't want a room full of roses. I just want my arms full of you.
This year, celebrating 28 years as a Bar D regular here in Durango. That's Cody, as long as you're right there. And he is the head wrangler out at the ranch. And folks, he is also the two-time national flat picking guitar champion of the United States of America. He's right here. Say hi to Mr. Gary Cook. Thank you.
standing right next to me here. He's been around the Bar D for 6 years now. Playing that rhythm guitar for us, singing our lead vocals. He's a Western Music Association award-winning vocalist, and he really does have a great big Western singing voice that we're really proud of.
You know, if you couldn't see him standing right here, you'd think he was this tall. Yeah.
He's tall in the sound.
Most of you can see him, and you can tell he just got the little bitty old legs.
That's right. He's completely normal from the waist up.
I wouldn't even be teasing him, but he showed me his driver's license earlier, and the feet show in the picture.
That's not unusual.
Yeah, that's not normal. That's
not normal?
Not normal.
They are so cute at this age,
though. Stand up and wave to everybody, Richard.
I am standing.
No, we really are proud of him. Sorry for picking on you there. We do love hearing that voice of his. We're going to get him to do a cowboy song here right now, one called Boots and Saddles. Make welcome Richard Espinosa.
Take me back to my boots and saddles. Let me ride the range once more. Give me my boots and saddle. Let me ramble along the prairie. My pony plows and me. Give me my boots and saddle. I got a hankering to be with a banjo on my knee, strumming a pretty western tune. There's a gallant Cherokee and she's waiting there for me, waiting beneath the Texas moon. Take me back to my boots and saddle. Ooh.
Holt. Or Junox's song.
Folks, playing that little bitty fiddle over there, that's old Matt Palmer and his little bitty fiddle. How about a nice hand for Matt Palmer and his little bitty fiddle?
There it is.
He's a little jealous of me. He's got little fiddle envy. That's true. Matt's a son of a gun. He's been in this band 15 years. So you can imagine what he looked like 15 years ago. He didn't even have leg hair. He didn't even have eyebrows.
Hey, you know, you notice he's got one now?
Yeah, he's got a big one. He's a big fuzzy guy now. He's fuzzy like a girl from Silverton.
Send those cards and letters to Joel Ratcher.
Oh, I didn't realize that's me. I like a fuzzy girl myself. Got one right over there. Matt is he's a very quiet, accomplished fiddle player. He's been playing since he was 13. He grew up in a family band, and that was family business, was playing music.
That's right.
Yeah, he's a terrible farmer.
A lot of these folks probably know that.
Yeah, he stinks at farming.
Say anything about that.
Well, I'm not going to say anything about it. I'm going to sing about it.
Hum. Old Matt Palmer had a misfit farm. E-I-E-I-O. He had a misfit farm. And on this farm, he's got a lisping snake. E-I-E-I-O.
It's a lisping, sidewinding snake from Silverton that throws hissy fits. Sounds like Sylvester the cat. With a hip hip here, hip hip there, here a hip, there a hip.
Oh, Matt Palmer had a misfit farm.
Thank you, honey.
And on this farm, he's got dyslexic sheep.
E-I-E-I-O. They're dyslexic sheep.
Do they walk backwards or something?
They go whap that here and whap that there. Here and whap there and whap everywhere and whap. And a hip hip here. Hip hip here. Here a hip, there a hip.
Old Matt Palmer had a misfit farm. E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm, he's got a stuttering bull. E-I-E-I-O.
It's a big old stuttering bull. Sounds like Porky the Pig. But it's a bull. It's a big and it's a
Hereford. Say Hereford.
It's a moo. Shoot. And it at that here, at that there, here, that there, that everywhere. And I hit that here.
Old Matt Palmer had a misfit farm.
E-I-E-I-O. There's more.
And on this farm he's got a board certified, glorified, genetically modified, gluten-free, organic, free-range, fair trade, OSG added, AARP discounted, FDIC insured, vegetarian, tofu eat machine, vegan, hashtag decaffeinated, frog masseuse.
E-I-E-I-O.
Hold on. I didn't get a word you said there, Joel. No.
What happened?
We had a space.
I thought I did. I thought I delivered it.
Two
on the money.
A couple of words, but I think what he's saying is you've done it again.
He had an episode.
That's right. He has a condition, ladies and gentlemen. And,
I did.
You remember what your therapist said now. We're among friends here tonight. I'll bet you can step up there, get through this thing, and you'll be fine. We can move on with the show. Little encouragement, maybe, from you.
I watched it. All right. Step one.
Hi, everybody. I'm Joel.
Hi, Joel. Joel.
I'm a talkaholic. I had to join a 12-step program.
A 12-step program?
Yeah.
Which one was it?
On and on and on.
They didn't get that in Arizona last night.
They thought I said Avon.
Yeah.
He's got a board certified, bona fide, genetically modified, gluten-free, organic, free-range, fair trade, no MSG added, AARP discounted, FDIC insured, vegetarian, tofu eating, vegan, hashtag decaffeinated frog masseuse. That's what he's got.
Some frogs right here.
Wait a minute. Where did you get a little frog like that?
Oh, Amazon.com.
E-I-E-I-O. With a rubber, rubber, heat. Here, rubber, there. And the hindi, yeah, yeah. And the rap, rap, here. Rap, rap, there. Here, rap,
And on this farm he's got a narcoleptic pig.
E-I-E-I-O.
What? A narcoleptic pig. Narcoleptic pig!
Is that from Adam?
Pig just passes out right in the middle. What are they
doing? Here, rubber, rubber there. Here, rubber. Everywhere, rubber. In the end, in the end, in the end. In and out, back here. Out, back there. Here, out there. Out there, over and out. Out of hip, out here. Hip, out there. Here, a hip, there, a hip.
Everywhere, hip, hip.
Old Matt Palmer had a misfit farm.
E-I-E-I-O.
And on this farm, he's got a asthmatic horse,
E-I-E-I-O.
Horse with asthma. Big, nice looking horse, but it's got asthma.
He's making this up as we go.
No. With the
that's the reason right there we all have our own microphones. Hey, come on.
Rubber, rubber here. And on this farm he's got a foul-mouthed piano player,
E-I-E-I-O.
It's a filthy keyboardist! Yeah!
We've got a few of them here tonight.
With pluck-pluck here and a pluck. Shut up, you stupid guitar picket! Cowboy, got a rickety chicken, rickety chicken! I got rubber chicken, I got that more happy keys on here, and I did that, you got right here! Stupid cowboy boots, I got the
these didn't turn out to be that great of seats, did they?
Rubber, rubber here and rubber, rubber there. Here, rubber. Out the world, rubber in the end. Out back here, out back there. Here, out there, out everywhere. Out of here, out of here. Hip, 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 hip.
Old Matt Palmer had a misfit farm. Come a tie, I yippee, yippee,
yay. Can you take just a minute and try to explain this fella to you? He's been with the group now for 10 really long years. But we're sure glad to have him. Another nice round of applause, Mr. Joel Ratcher. Right now. Yeah. Now, that wasn't the best introduction in the world for a fiddle player.
Well, that's good. It was long.
It was long.
All right.
Folks, old Matt Palmer did all those things I said he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got elongated thumbs.
What?
Yeah, he was born with elongated thumbs.
Well, and that's why he can play the way he does.
Yeah, I think that's so. He grew up in that family band and likes to stump us because he learned all these old fiddle songs from these old fiddlers at campgrounds, campfires, outhouses, airports, wherever else fiddle players hang out. Matthew, what are you going to play for us?
Oh, how about that
12th Street Rag?
Thank you.
coming out. You know how he's always bothering us about trying to have a bass solo?
Yeah.
We finally put a little spot in there for him to play the bass, and what does he do? He forgets.
I was thinking about it.
You were thinking about
yeah,
it?
Such a small spot, I thought.
But now you're going to have to sing something to make up for that. I'm thinking. What? You think so?
Wildcat Kelly's looking mighty pale,
standing by the sheriff's side.
And when that sheriff said, I'm sending you to jail,
old Wildcat just hung his head and cried.
He'll give me land, lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open spaces that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me on forever, but I ask you please. Don't fence me in. Just turn me loose. Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky. Wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences. Gaze at the moon until I lose my senses. Can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in.
Don't do it! I need to be free. Here we go, everybody!
Don't fence me in. Till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences. Gaze at the moon until I lose my senses. Can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in.
I'll be the wandering kind till I'm a hundred. So don't fence me.
You know what? I see your wife walking around over there, and it's nice to see her because she didn't go on the Arizona trip with us. Because I understand she was pretty mad at you.
Boy, yeah.
She mad.
Pretty hot. When she gets mad, woo! She gets. I forgot our anniversary.
Oh my.
Well, didn't never happen to you, huh?
No.
Come on now.
They're not going to admit it.
She ever since then she's accused me of everything.
That's when you know you've had it.
She says I'm not very sensitive.
Really? And you,
she says I'm not a good listener.
You're not.
Oh yeah. Well, 23 years of marriage. I've listened long enough. I've listened long enough to know that she's not a good summarizer.
Oh.
I think she's trying to kill me.
Really?
Yeah, with rat poison.
Rat? Well, she gets mad. Little
thing.
Wow. Yeah, at our house we pray after we eat. I got an idea, though. I got an idea. Let me tell you about it in a song. Kick her off there, Chubby Knuckles. Now everybody's got one, and my wife wants one too. New fuzzy fully fur coat, nothing else will do. She said she'd look real classy, make me proud of her. If I just break down and buy her that fur. Well, you know that got me to thinking, how am I gonna swing that sort of deal? Lord knows I just can't afford it.
it's wrong to steal. But the problem finally solved itself like a bolt out of the blue. It jumped out right in front of me, County Road 252. The big old German Shepherd in my truck it did not see, I swear. Now it's in doggy heaven, but that hide belongs to me. For 3 weeks in the basement, well, I practice most every night. There's a lot of trial and error, but Richard, you know what? I think I got it right. So I cleaned it up, I boxed it up, and took it upstairs to her. Whoa, she was just pickled pink to get that fur. Now she's got a new fuzzy quilted fur coat, reaches all the way to her knees. But nagging at me constantly that her closets are full of fleas. She don't know if Fido is wrapped around her tight. She's putting on that dog when we go out at night. Oh yeah, honey, come on, let's go dancing. Ooh, it's cold out there, better put that coat on. You look so pretty in that coat. That coat matches your eyes. Have you lost weight, dear? Oh, we need the keys. Go get the keys. Go get the keys. Go get the keys. She's been depressed here lately since I backed up over that dang old cat. But I think she's gonna feel a lot better when she gets that new fur hat.
Oh yeah, that might work. That might be.
We'll keep you posted how that turns out. You know, we haven't done any Bob Wills music, and I know we have some kind of special things to do a little bit later. The old piano sitting over there, but how about, would you do Take Me Back to Tulsa, man?
Sure. Wait a minute.
What?
Wait a minute.
What?
That's a highfalutin, that's a Bach song. No, that's a Beethoven song.
What?
No. Yeah.
No.
Tchaikovsky?
You know what I'm
I think he was talking about the request we got earlier. I was talking to Doug back there from the sound, and he likes that highfalutin stuff.
Oh, well, of course.
Kind of long-haired music. He was asking if we knew any of that.
Oh, I see.
That Beethoven, Mozart, you know. Kind of hoping we could raise a class around here.
Yeah.
Kind of sick of all these fiddle tunes, and I can't blame him. He listens to a lot of music, you know. Unfortunately, though, Doug, this is all we know. But it did remind me of a little story. Y'all know why Mozart killed all his chickens, don't you?
Why is that?
They kept running around saying, bah, 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 bah. Oh, hey, I guess this is Bach.
It's a Bach.
Yeah, Take Me Back to Tulsa. With your red dress on, some folks call her Diana. Stole my heart away from me way down in Louisiana. Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Oh, Gary! Sour, traveling over the country, playing by the hour. Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. All day long, the cowgirl gets the money. Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Oh, wait. Thank you.
Tulsa. I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Tulsa. I'm too young to wed thee.
We've been pretty lucky.
lucky over the years to go around and play, well, from coast to coast, really, I guess. From California to New York City. And a lot of times when we go out, how many of you folks have been to the Bardy Chuckwagon? Anybody out there? Oh, quite a few, good deal. Well, we get requests for songs pretty often when we're out on the road, and even at the Chuckwagon, of course. And today, it was no exception, but it's, I don't know that we can do this. Joel, because it is a kind of a country song, country music. You know, the Tammy Wynette did a song many, many years ago called the D-I-V-O-R-C.
Oh, the divorce song.
The divorce.
Why are you looking at me?
Because she's really mad. But
she's mad about another thing too.
Uh-oh.
What I want to do with our pet pig.
What?
Let me tell you about it in the song.
Pig is 2 years old and 300 pounds of ham. So we spell out the words we don't want it to understand. Like S-A-U-S-A-G-E or B-A-C-O-N. But the words we're hiding from him now spell out D-double-O-M. The P-U-T-C-H-E-R is coming by today. Him and little P-I-G will be going away. I'm hungry and my belly rumbles, so I know his future's grim. Soon it will be the S-K-I-L-L-E-T for him. To watch him eat, you think he was our favorite P-E-T. But soon he'll be a P-O-R-K-C-H-O-P. I love him so I'll keep him close. He won't be very far. I'll keep him safe and cool in F-R-E-E-Z-E-R.
He's that.
The P-U-T-C-H-E-R is coming by today. Him and little P-I-G will be going away.
I'm hungry, man, and my belly rumbles, so I know his future's grim.
Soon it will be the S-K-I-L-L-E-T for him. Soon it will be the S-K-I-L-L-E-T for him.
The skillet. How about my pork loin?
Well, you know, we're pretty lucky to come back home and get to live in such a beautiful place. Have that. How many of you folks have ridden on the train that goes up to Silverton?
Yeah.
Now, the Harpers, of course, live here in town. Folks that own that place couldn't ask for nicer neighbors. And we always like to do a train song maybe for them. Matt, before we take our dinner, I can't talk. Our intermission, shall we do the Orange Blossoms
thing? Yeah. quicker. I think you're dragging. You're dragging. You're dragging. Yeah, you're tired. I can tell you. Look at you. Look at you. You're all swollen up. You're bloated. You're bloated with enthusiasm.
It's plenty fast, don't you, Matt?
Tired? Got a headache?
I didn't.
Are you experiencing numbness on your left side?
Matter of fact, I may be. Thank you.